Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project, Conscious Conversations, Empowered Parenting, with me, Susan Dolce. It's time to open our hearts and our minds to what it means to be a parent, exploring and expanding the ways we communicate, validate, and show up daily for our kids. With a parent-centric focus, you learn to become more present, a better active listener, more reflective, more engaged, and mutually empowered. Parenting isn't about perfection. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. The Awakened Parent Project starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and I'm a certified parent coach with the Jai Institute for Parenting, which has been certifying professional parenting coaches since 2011. And today, I'm looking forward to sharing with you some ideas to take your family from frustration to peace and connection. I'm going to be sharing with you five powerful shifts to transform your parenting. And so, if you're like all parents, and I don't think any of us escape this, we have times of feeling completely overwhelmed. And I hope today to be offering some solutions that can allow you to have more peace of mind when it comes to the relationships that you have with your kids. So today's show is for you if you have a deep desire to parent peacefully, meaning that you want to have great kids. You want to experience a close connection, a close relationship with them. If you want more cooperation and less conflict in your home, more connection and less separation, and that you want all of this without resorting to the old power over control paradigms of punishment, consequences, or even bribes. Perhaps you were raised in a home where your mom or dad yelled a lot, where you were punished regularly, or perhaps maybe you even experienced corporal punishment. I'm sure you probably made a promise to yourself that you would parent differently when you had kids. And as much as you have that desire, there just hasn't been a model for how to make peaceful parenting your parenting style without giving up control over your children. And maybe you're even thinking that there is no way that you would experience harmony and cooperation in your home if you actually did threaten to take away your child's iPad or ground your teenager when they break the rules. So all of it is okay. I'm not here to convince you what is the right or wrong parenting choice for you, for your kids. You truly get to decide what is best for your family. I do, however, hope to share some knowledge, insight, and experiences that can open your mind to new possibilities, show you what is indeed possible when we get clear on the many points I'm going to discuss with you today. I'm here to support you to create the deepest, most fulfilling relationship with your child without compromising your values. The outcomes of this work with parents that I've coached is profound. Families have discovered that there are no longer power struggles in the home. Yes, it's true. And even bickering siblings become a thing of the past. Parents stop yelling and they stop losing their temper. And just as importantly, they stop beating themselves up for losing it when they're tired, overwhelmed, and stressed. This peaceful parenting methodology can absolutely be an amazing tool to teach your values to your children, using those values to establish effective boundaries and to create relationships with your child or children where they come to you no matter what is happening in their life, even when they're teenagers, that they come to you when they're scared, that they come to you when they're upset, when they're sad, that they come to you with their struggles because they trust you. To be clear, peaceful parenting is still parenting. This is not about permissive parenting, not about letting children run amok, but creating a relational parenting style where emotional intelligence, conscious communication, and cooperation replace the need for power over dynamics of the past. Now, I don't have a magic pill. Humans are still gonna be humans. I still lose my temper as a mom, and my kids are still going to have their bad days. This is a process, and it's the process that's magical. What this is not is a do this, not that conversation. I don't pretend to know the best way for you to parent your kids. I trust you to discover that for yourself. And I trust your children, when they're given the space and capacity to have their own voice, to let you know more effectively what it is that they're actually needing. All of this takes time, patience, practice, and a willingness to mess up. This isn't about being a perfect parent. I say that on the show all the time. I don't even know what it means to be a perfect parent. In fact, if we're trying to be a perfect parent, we would probably be telling our kids that the only way they could feel good about themselves is if they were perfect, which is not what we're going for here. Perfection is not the goal. Connection is. Teaching our children that when they make a mistake, they can fix it, that they're going to be valued regardless of what is happening, that their voice has a place in the family, no matter what. Now, some of you can take this information and run with it, and others here may want more support. And I promise that by the end of today's show, I'll share more on how we can have a conversation around that. So let's go ahead and dive in. So let me ask you, does this sound like you? Even though you promised yourself over and over again that you aren't going to yell at your kids, and you often reach a breaking point, and all those promises go right out the window. Perhaps you have kids who are constantly driving you crazy and you would do anything to make them stop. Or maybe you have a little one who keeps breaking the same rule over and over again, even though she promised not to more times than you can count. If you're like 99% of parents in this day and age, screens are a constant battle that you are losing most of the time. You might even feel like a broken record. You might feel invisible in your home and that your family has somehow created a listening filter where your voice is not heard. I know I have felt like that many, many times. And what you want is for your kids to be happy. You want this so much that you would do anything to keep them from feeling sad or scared or angry. You also want to enjoy your parenting journey, to have a fun, loving, and peaceful relationship with your kids, so that you can enjoy this precious, fleeting time that you have as a mom or a dad. The truth is, none of us have a model, very few of us perhaps have a model for parenting that works for modern times. Times are different. The challenges are different. Kids are more disconnected from each other and their parents than ever before in human culture. And so we have challenges as parents that our parents just simply didn't have to face. Today, I'm going to share 5 simple shifts that will allow you to meet your child in this moment and see immediate changes in the relationship that you have with your child, with your family, maybe even with your spouse. And yes, I promise, even with your teens. I hope that after this show, you will feel more at ease, have more peace of mind, and feel more confident in your knowingness that you can absolutely experience way more joy from parenting. My hope is that you're going to wake up in the morning, once you've embodied, integrated, and practiced these tools, knowing that you're equipped to be the best parent, to live up to the expectations that you have of yourself, and to meet that promise that you made to yourself, if you're like most of the parents that I work with, that you would be a better parent to your child than your parents were to you. Your kids will wake up excited for what the day is going to bring, because you're going to have more play, more connection, and more fun, instead of waking up dreading another day of parenting struggles. You'll have kids who make you proud, who have a deep sense of your shared family values, and who can communicate their needs and feelings to you. Children who are given this space, permission to speak their needs and feelings into the family, they learn that their voice matters. They learn how to advocate for themselves, to speak up in the face of adversity or fairness or wrongness in the world. These are the leaders of tomorrow. And I believe with everything in my heart that raising children with these capacities of emotional intelligence, communication, and empowered needs will really, truly change our future. The other side of this coin, of course, is that you're going to discover the tools and the ability to communicate effectively with your children, because your feelings and needs matter too. What we're working toward here is a collaborative family system where everyone's feelings and needs matter in the family pattern. There's no hierarchy, that a child's needs are more valuable than a parent's needs. Excuse me. I mean, obviously, you know, they're going to need to be fed and clothed, but everybody's needs in the family matter. I'm talking about their emotional landscape, and that a parent's emotional landscape is just as important as the child's. We're creating a foundation of equality where all voices can be heard. All voices matter, And we have an ability to communicate those feelings in a way that, number one, doesn't cause harm. And number two, are done without attachment so that we're not making our children responsible for our emotional experience. This is why we call it emotional intelligence. And I'm going to be walking you through the five shifts today that you can choose to make to have a more profound connection with your child or children, to have more harmony, peace, and cooperation in your home. Children don't want to misbehave. They don't want us to be angry with them. They want to experience love, connection, and harmony just as much as we do. And so this is the path to doing that. And I'm so excited to share this process with you because I'm so passionate about it. It raises leaders. And what you're going to notice is that a lot of what I'm talking about today has a lot more to do with you than your child. So I just want to give that disclosure, that little disclaimer here. These are shifts that you as the adult are making. And I promise what will happen is when you shift, they will shift. Children mirror us. As we start to embrace these practices within ourselves, we're modeling it for our kids, and problems in the family resolve. It comes from these five shifts, and we're going to get to the first one before our break. So shift number one, all emotions, your emotions, your childhood emotions, and are valid and can be communicated peacefully. I'm going to say that again. All emotions and your childhood emotions are valid and can be communicated peacefully. There are no good emotions. There are no bad emotions. There is just a beautiful rainbow of emotions that color our human experience. We have been living under a global spell that has convinced us that emotions are wrong, bad, dangerous, and negative, and that negative emotions must be avoided at all costs. Many of us didn't receive emotional nurturance as children, and so we struggle to model emotional intelligence in our own families. In Western culture especially, we're taught to stuff bad emotions from a very young age, and often we distract our children from their big emotions. So I'm sure you've seen it in a grocery store, a baby, a little one's having a meltdown, there's a tantrum. What does the mom do? She'll stick a phone in the child's hands to distract them from their feelings. I know when we were little, we were told to toughen up, to not cry, to not be angry. Anger was bad and would be, and this is especially true of little boys, really shamed for showing our anger. And so I want to take just a moment here, and I want you to think about how you learned how to handle negative emotions when you were small, because this is a really important question. And maybe you might want to journal about it later. So I'm going to say it again. How were you taught to handle negative emotions? Because this lesson lives with us throughout adulthood, depriving us of important life skills and coping mechanisms. Today, with more knowledge, we know that childhood is an incredibly impactful time. Teaching our children to be with all of their emotions is vital in order to experience the full beauty of life and to be able to speak our needs and what we want and to those we love. And when we're talking about our feelings that are bad and we hold them in, so many parents that I coach are working through breaking this habitual lifelong pattern of holding in their anger, sadness, resentment, and fear. And of course, what happens when we do that, you know, it's like we're a steaming tea kettle. And at some point, our emotions blow. The emotions become more powerful than our willpower. And that's quite understandable that our stuffed feelings will eventually spill out. I mean, we're just human. We're not bad. We're just not strong enough. It's not that we don't care about our kids or can't control our temper. We're just people. As conscious parents, we want to know something different, but we don't necessarily know what to do in the day-to-day to parent differently. Our intentions are up against our ingrained patterns of reactivity and our own limiting beliefs. The great news is that when we change, when we discover how to change inside ourselves first, to treat ourselves with self-empathy, to forgive ourselves, to allow ourselves space to feel, to experience change with our children, we have to experience that change first. When we come back, we're going to talk about the second shift of the five powerful shifts to transform your parenting. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project, and we'll be right back.
Be Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Awaken Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and today I am talking about five powerful shifts to transform your parenting. In the first segment, we were talking about shift number one, and that is that all emotions are valid. There are no good emotions or bad emotions. So I want you to think about that and take that into your parenting as we go forward in the next four shifts. So according to the most recent research of neuroscience and psychosomatics, humans make 80% of their decisions based on emotion, not logic. We've been taught in this culture to value the head over the body and the heart. But we now know that our emotional centers are the first to form in the growing brain of a child. Without emotional intelligence practices like empathy, active listening, consistent attunement, non-judgment, and intentional space holding for emotional processes, the growth and execution of the logical mind are actually stunted instead of nurtured. Emotional intelligence is the foundation of intellectual intelligence. I remember having an argument with this with a friend over 20 years ago. Actually, I was arguing against that fact, but I've learned differently. I changed my mind, and we can do that. We can change our minds. In order to feel real fulfillment, connection, clarity, and confidence, we must discover how to parent our kids from the body and the heart, and to actually quiet the head, to quiet our minds, and to quiet our spinny thoughts. This is what I teach parents in the work that I do with what we call the peace process. I talked about the peace process in my last solo show, but I'll recap it again here because it's really important. The peace process looks simple on the surface, and yet this is really the culmination of the coaching work that I do. But I do want to give you the steps today. So PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, is an acronym for the process we're going to talk about. And P stands for presence. Presence is being where you are now, out of your head and in your body. Often I teach my clients to access presence through their breath or by putting their hands on their hearts. E stands for empathy. Empathy is the ability to separate our feelings from the feelings of another person and yet still be present with them. I'm going to say that again. Empathy is the ability to separate our feelings from the feelings of another person and yet still be present to them. Empathy is a powerful tool for forgiveness of self and others, and a willingness to understand our own emotional context so that we can be open and unattached to the emotional context of another person, in this case, our child. Empathy comes from the ability to hold space and not rush to judgment so that you can really understand what is happening in the interior and exterior reality of another person. So once we have presence and we have empathy, we get to the A of peace, and that is acknowledge. We're going to acknowledge what is true for us and what is true for someone else, leading us into effective communication, and that's the C of the peace process. And here, we teach communication in the JAI Institute based on the methodology started by Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, and it's called nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication is amazing, is an amazing structure. And the point of it is helping to communicate without causing harm. And in this case, nonviolent, the violent part, Dr. Rosenberg defines it as anything that causes another person spiritual, emotional, or physical harm. Now, we're all human, and we're all going to lose our cool at some point. This isn't about perfection. We've said that. We're holding ourselves up to some unreachable idea. This is a tool. It's a framework, and it's something we can strive for. And then finally, the E, the last E in the peace process, this is where the magic happens in families. This is where we get to explore, E, explore, solutions together. So rather than the old power over, do as I say, not as I do, because I said so model of parenting, we're actually going to be collaborative with our kids. And guess what? When kids have a voice in creating the solutions to meet family values, they're going to be more willing to use those solutions because they're going to be invested. Again, this is something that we work on in the 12-week coaching program that I offer. Ultimately, we embody these practices first, because if we cannot model it, our children will not learn it. All emotions are beautiful. Emotions are our internal systems, innate and ingenious messengers. Emotions give us so much information when we pause and feel them. And so rather than barreling over our sadness, numbing it with distractions or wine or unconsciously scrolling on social media, we let ourselves stop and feel. So that might look like, you know, what am I feeling? I'm feeling sad right now. What could I be sad about? Is it this? Is it that? Oh, it's the grief. I'm feeling grief. And now we have information from the wisdom of our bodies and our emotional system that we can do something about it from a responsive frame instead of a reactive frame. There is a rainbow of distinct emotions that color our human experience, not just these emotions of mad, scared, happy, powerful, peaceful, and sad, those ones in the center, but all the nuances that come out of them. Having emotional literacy is being able to feel these nuances and communicate them clearly. Allowing ourselves to feel this amazing rainbow of emotions allows us to accept them in our children, and so that we can help them understand the difference between playful and amused and being remorseful and stupid. These are all powerful feelings that allow us to connect more deeply with our children and with other people. From this place, we can discover the connection between emotional intelligence, the language of feelings and needs, and nonviolent communication. And we can find and discover inner peace in our own emotional landscape, meaning that we can meet our child in connection instead of a trigger. When we learn the skills of communicating emotions, we become emotionally intelligent and socially responsible models for our children to do the same. Our home, our houses, our families, this is our child's first community where they're going to learn how to be in connection with other people. Our goal is to raise future leaders, community members who stand for justice, equality, nonviolence, responsibility, unconditional acceptance, self-care, and beauty. We get to show our child how to have a healthy, yet still imperfect family community, how it feels in their heart, in their body, and in their soul, so that our kids can walk forward into life with a deeply internalized sense of self, founded upon the steady belief that they are worthy, that they matter, and that they can be heard. Okay, so now we're getting on to the second shift, slide number, the second transformational shift. And that is to embrace the truth that all needs of the family are equally important. I'm going to say it again. That all needs of the members of the family are equally important. This is a bit of a paradigm shift. That it is just as important for your child to have their needs met as it is for an adult to have their needs met. We understand this intellectually, and yet in the day-to-day, the traditional model is that children are subservient and they should obey and fall in line, and that this is where we have really detrimental impact on self-esteem and children feeling like they need to be people pleasers or that their needs don't matter. And so I want to dispel this myth and actually see every human being as sovereign. We also dispel the myth that motherhood equals martyrdom. Motherhood does not have to mean that you are a martyr and your needs come last. We're not here to suffer and sacrifice our way through parenthood. We're here to enjoy it. I also want to dispel the myth that fatherhood is passive. Dads are amazing and can be incredible teachers, role models, guides, and mentors for both daughters and sons. Let's dispel the myth that childhood must be rushed, that children need to be broken or domesticated as early as possible. This is not our natural state. In fact, I tend to think that it would be useful for adults to act more like children as often as possible. And that's gonna be another shift we're gonna talk about. In all seriousness, though, I'm advocating for a family system model that regards the whole humanity of each person in the family as equal and deserving of wholeness and care. What I would love for you to experience is a family unit where communication and connection are the tools for problem solving, and that there's a fundamental underlying belief that there is absolutely a solution available where everyone's needs can be met. Children are complex people with vast needs for safety, significance, for validation. They have a need to be heard. They have a need to be seen. They have a need to express, and they have a need for creativity, just like adults, just like we do. But the truth is that all families have conscious and unconscious dynamics at play. If you take anything away today, it would be from my heart to yours to have kindness for yourself and to remember that the unconscious beliefs that are driving you, you can change the way you look at them. You can mine up those limiting beliefs and they will change your perspective. First, as peaceful parents, we're doing the work of courageously seeing the world, seeing our children, seeing our relationship through a brand new lens. Rather than seeing the world and seeing our children through the eyes of scarcity and competition, where we're all fighting for scraps of a fixed amount of resources, we can choose to center our sight in community in knowing what's actually true. That's that there is enough love and connection for everybody, and we don't have to fight over validation. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll address the last three shifts for how to transform our parenting. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to act activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for Face Yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. I'm Susan Dolce, and today we're talking about five powerful shifts to transform your parenting. And so let's recap briefly. Shift number one is that all feelings are valid. Shift number two, everyone's needs matter, both those of the parents and the child. So we're looking at a collaborative system, a collaborative pattern within the family. So shift number three. Shift number three is embracing conscious communication, understanding that this is a skill set of knowing how to share your needs, your feelings, and your emotions without blame, shame, anger, and guilt. We've all experienced relationships with people who say things like this. Sorry if this triggers anybody, but, well, if you hadn't done that thing, I wouldn't be so angry. Or you made me lose my temper. Or I'm sad you did this. This is communication of codependency and enmeshment. And it is a powerful shift to learn to own our own emotional experience, own our own needs, and learn how to discover them without assumptions, guilt, blame, and codependency. It's such a simple statement to say communicate consciously, and yet it has such powerful meaning and impact. The root of accepting your child wholly and completely is your own personal responsibility, your own self-awareness, and your own self-love. Standing fully in our own experience is what actually teaches our children to do the same. To grow in the direction of greater vitality, lightness, and connection, we must learn to communicate our feelings. We must discover our own communication patterns, and we must understand our own wants and needs. Many of us as parents are stuck in cycles of blame, shame, anger, and guilt because we've not allowed ourselves to feel and process the ways in which we were communicated to and parented as children. My work with clients is to actually unpack their parenting past so that they can resolve any integrated embodied feelings of shame and guilt, trauma, of abandonment, maybe lack of affection, so that they are not unconsciously bringing those patterns to their own kids. We have to heal first as grownups so that we don't unconsciously bring our wounding to our children. This is huge. This is huge. For most of us, there were covert or overt, conscious or unconscious levels of shame and projection in our homes when we were kids. It's a rare human who did not experience some kind of childhood trauma. As a collective society, we're just now waking up to the consequences of violence in communication. And remember, violence, by our definition, is not just corporal punishment. It's any action that causes physical, spiritual, or emotional harm to another human being. When we embody the consciousness of nonviolent communication, we learn how to speak from our hearts. We're learning how to feel our feelings, name our needs, use the framework of nonviolent communication, and speak free of shame, blame, guilt, and importantly, limiting beliefs. This can be a game changer. It will change your lives in so many ways beyond a relationship with your children. It will actually change the fabric of who you are. So we're going to recap again. All feelings are emotion. All feelings and emotions are valid. Everyone's needs matter. There's no martyr moms or dads here. And using conscious communication to express your needs without blame, shame, or guilt, we learn to speak from our hearts without intent to harm. Okay, so shift number four. Here's where it starts to get fun. I love this part. We can get out of the jury of unpacking childhood wounds because we get to play. We get to play even if we have teenage children, even if we have grown-up children like I do. Connection and play deepen our relationships with our kids. Connection is the lifeblood. Without deep and intimate connection between parents and children, trust is going to have a hard time flourishing. What we're looking for here is more intimacy. There's nothing better than love and tenderness shared between a parent and child. I want your relationship to bloom, to blossom, and to deepen. And so for the best nutrients for a fertile connection with our kids are laughter, play, spontaneity, and creativity. Letting it go, running around the house, making a game out of cooking, putting your work down, and doing something silly together. Conceptually, most parents are eager and willing to celebrate this with us. We want to play. We want to have fun. But in the day-to-day, many of us freeze. I know I did a lot. There are so many competing priorities. I want to empathize and acknowledge that there are very real obstacles that you face when you're deciding to play or not to play. We all have a huge to-do list. There are so many competing priorities for our attention. But the neuroscience behind play leads me to want to encourage you to prioritize that to-do list can wait. The work will get done. It always does. And if I can be a little bit bold here, I want to know why. What is happening on our screen? What's happening on Twitter, Facebook? What's happening in the media? What's happening on the news? What's happening on our latest TV show? Why is that more important than connecting with our kids? The best way to develop parenting discipline is to put distractions aside and to call our children forward from their distractions. And the best way to do this? Well, the best way to win the screen battle is to be more fun than the screens. It's possible. Believe me, it's true. It's because we've buried our own inner child. We've forgotten him. We've forgotten her. And our inner child is longing to come out. Many of us, unfortunately, learned that as children, we had to hide our authentic childlike joyful nature behind stoicism. You know, that whole, you know, be seen and not heard. But so what if you went home tonight and you did something a little crazy? What if you pulled out a can of whipped cream and made a big mess? What if you went home tonight and had a spontaneous picnic in the family room? Maybe you don't even get to use utensils. What if you went home tonight and you had like did an art project with your kids instead of, you know, getting right to dinner and getting to the after work to-do list? How can you as a parent cultivate a sense of trust and faith in the power of remembering how fun it is for your kids to have you tell them a story, maybe to act out a play or run in the water, puddle jump? My work as a coach is to support you to shift any beliefs that are keeping you from this playful parenting approach. In fact, on November 3rd, I'll be interviewing parent support specialist, Kristen Nadelson, who helps parents access their playful side. It's going to be a really good show. I'm not here to create rules, right? You don't want to have to schedule fun. I know that seems disingenuous. Rather, we can soften the edges and make this a priority. Make play a priority. You're going to have so much fun. Trust me. I know it seems hard to believe, but if you access that playful side, your kids are going to play along with you. Okay, we're getting to our final shift. When we experience this final shift, and it's the one that sometimes raises the most eyebrows, it does raise a lot of eyebrows, but I think ultimately it's where we find ourselves when we start to make these shifts. And that is that embracing connection is more powerful than punishments, consequences, and bribes. This is the shift from timeouts. This is the shift from taking things away. If you don't do this, then I'm not going to do that. Sort of conflict, creating, and this is going to sound harsh, So bear with me. But in doing that, we are creating manipulative practices instead of connection and communication. So first of all, it's really important to understand the difference between boundaries, limits, and expectations, and discipline, punishment, and control. All of the families that I work with have family values. These are the things that are accepted in the family as an acceptable behavior. And there are things that are not. So for example, when, you know, a sister is punching a brother in the face, we're not just going to say, oh, sweetie, I see you are needing to punch right now. Of course not. We would express a boundary. However, we would do that from a frame of seeing that child as still worthy and still deserving of love, affection, and attention. Here is a game-changing statement. Discipline, punishment, and control teach little people to be scared of big people. It teaches our children that their needs don't matter, that they are just to fall in line. Now, both of these practices, whether you're using peaceful parenting methods or you're using power over methods, you're going to have an outcome, right? We're going to have kids behave where they understand the expectations, but they have very different costs. When we exert control over our children, we're setting up a power struggle. Us versus them. There's going to be a winner and a loser. This cuts off connection and communication. It undermines our child's sense of self-worth and confidence. This is where we learn less than useful beliefs like, I'm only loved and accepted when I fall in line. And often because this happens at a time when strong emotions are involved, when there's a tantrum of some sort, we create a massive breach of trust with our child. A massive breach of trust. Just when they're acting out because they're needing love, attention, and connection, they're being met with ridicule, shame, anger, and control. So this is really a game of would you rather. Would you rather have a child who complies because they're forced to? Or would you rather have a clear sense of personal confidence that they know where they end and another person starts, that they have a clear sense of their values, of their integrity as taught and passed down by you, their parent, and that they have a clear sense of emotional intelligence, meaning my needs as a human matter, other people's needs matter, and I can speak what is true for me without fear of losing love and affection. Peaceful parenting is not permissive parenting. It's quite the opposite. It's engaged. It's collaborative. It's relational, active parenting. It's an opportunity to choose for yourself and your family in a collaborative environment the values, boundaries, and commitments that matter most. And then powering all of that up with communication skills. And again, we teach nonviolent communication frameworks and emotional literacy and intelligence. Children learn so much more when we speak to them than when we yell at them. They feel so much better honoring family boundaries and limits when we communicate that peacefully and we work towards solutions collaboratively. This is why the peace process that I talked about before is so powerful. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the 5 powerful shifts you can use to transform your parenting. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project, and we'll be right back.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and today we've been talking about five powerful shifts that can transform your parenting. So let's recap one last time. Shift number one, all feelings are valid. No good emotions or bad emotions. Shift number two, everyone's needs are important in the family structure. Shift, that means when I say that, I mean parents and kids alike, everybody's needs matter. Shift number three is embracing conscious communication, which means understanding how to share your needs, your feelings, and your emotions without blame or shame or guilt. Shift number four, make play a priority. Your to-do list can wait. And shift number five is embracing more connection, that connection is more powerful than punishments, consequences, and bribes. So we want to make By having the play, by creating the connection, what we are doing is creating a family circle where everybody collaborates on the values. And in that case, you know, you quite often eliminate the need for punishments and consequences. I understand that doing things differently than you've done them before can be scary. The unknown is scary. Breaking away from the status quo is scary. This takes courage. It takes patience and it takes a willingness to own our own experience. And that can be scary. Owning our own experience can be scary. And it's always scary to let go of what we know in the name of what we want. There's not any change that we can make in life that does not require us to change. And this willingness to be scared and try it anyway, to leap into the unknown and create a new paradigm of peaceful parenting, is how we create the change that we want for ourselves, our children. And quite frankly, I believe it's what will change the world. So I've shared a lot with you in these five shifts, but the information is not what's going to create change in your life. Information is everywhere. We live in the time of Google. It's actually implementing these practices, applying them in your family, discovering how the peace process works when you embrace it, creating your own family values, doing the work of unpacking your parenting past so that you're not bringing unconscious patterns into your own parenting. This is what creates change. If you're ready to finally break through the patterns that are keeping you stuck, parenting the way you've always parented, even though you desperately want to parent differently, if you're ready to create lasting transformation in your family, excuse me, I'd love to help. Real change, getting better at something over time, requires coaching. Because coaching brings two things. It gives you an outside perspective of things that you may not have currently thought were even possible. And it brings accountability to ensure that you follow through on your intentions and commitments until they become a habit. If we work together, you're going to discover new strategies and support so that you can actually take these five shifts and put them to work in a way that works for you and your family. You'll be heard, respected, and held in confidentiality and trust. I promise this is a judgment-free zone. And this is where we do the work of breaking through patterns, to work together to support you and your family to have the relationship with your kids that you want. You'll experience a safe space to share what isn't working and to celebrate what is. We love the celebrations. We're going to work together so that you can have the deepest, most fulfilling relationship with your child without ever compromising your values as a parent. You'll discover how to have a great relationship without falling back on patterns of yelling, threatening, or punishing. You'll discover that you can absolutely teach your child values while honoring their needs and having a whole lot more fun doing it. Giving them the tools and confidence to thrive in a new world that actually values collaboration and creativity over compliance and dominance. Do you want to continue in patterns of reactivity that are buried in your subconscious mind, or do the work of becoming the parent your children deserve? We can have a call together. It's completely complimentary, and we'll talk about the exact steps of how we can work together to create these new relational frameworks in your home. If you're feeling called to becoming a peaceful parent and you're committed to your growth with total integrity, if you have a true love for all children and know that it starts with your own, then I want to encourage you to take advantage of this call. All you have to do is go to my website, susandolci.com, and that's Dolci, D-O-L-C-I, and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a button where it says, schedule my complimentary session. If you click on that button, it will take you to my calendar, and we could get started. In our time together, I'll help you gain clarity and peace of mind, and the cost is free. We are in this together. The world is new. As parents, it's our job to ensure we are raising children who will rise to the occasion. Change can indeed happen. One family, one child, one choice at a time. So again, if you're interested in booking a complimentary session, you go over to my website. It's susandolci.com. You can also take advantage and see what other, if you go to the services page, you can see that there is the complimentary session. There is a 12-week signature course that we offer. I don't want people to be afraid when they hear 12 weeks. It's more like 12 lessons. And those 12 weeks can be broken down to being done one a month, one every 2 weeks, but they are 12 information sessions, and they come with videos and worksheets, and don't let that scare you. It is the work that I do with parents. So many of my clients come back and their families are truly transformed, because this isn't authoritative parenting. This is a step above, a step beyond authoritative parenting. Authoritative parenting for decades and decades has been held in the highest regard. Like, that's supposedly the best form of parenting. And it is a very, very solid style of parenting. But what we do here at Jai is to take that one step further and to create an empowered parent paradigm where, as I've said countless times in this show today, that we're talking about collaboration, that we're talking about meeting and discussing values as a family, establishing family values, and that's where your boundaries come from. They come from the values that you hold. And when your children are sure of what those values are, then they will understand why there is a boundary. It's when we do this, like, because I said so stuff, it doesn't work. When we have kids that want to collaborate, like I said, when they're invested in the solution, it usually works. It's a game changer. The world is new. As I said, it's our job as parents to ensure we are raising children who will rise to the occasion. And we can do this one family, one child, one choice at a time. And as I say all the time, parenting isn't about perfection. Said it so many times in this show today. It's about presence and connection. And it's about allowing your children to be your awakening. Thanks for listening, everyone. And I'll see you next time. you for being a part of the Awakened Parent Project. My goal with this show is to help us all become more compassionate and engaged parents by diving into the many techniques and ideologies of the conscious parenting community. This is a safe space to embark on a practical and spiritual journey of self-exploration and expand our ideas about conscious parenting. Got thoughts, questions, ideas? I want to hear from you. Reach out to me if there's a topic you'd like to hear covered on the show or to share your conscious parenting story by visiting SusanDolce.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.